KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school sports around the area over the weekend. An awful lot of high school wrestling tournaments. Atlantic Cam hosting the Rollin Dyer Invitational on Saturday. And Atlantic won the team championship with 247 points. Humboldt with 197.5 points. The runner-up, AHSTW, was a very good third, 169.5. Alta Aurelia and Red Oak round out the top five teams in that meet on Saturday. Atlantic had seven individual champions. Cole Hansen won the 106-pound title. Carter Cox, the champ, at 113. Chase McLaren wins at 120. Drake Roller at 182. Zach Stork at 195. Keegan Hosfeld, the champ, at 220. And John McConkie took the 285-pound championship to help Atlantic Cam to that victory on Saturday. Also in high school tournaments over the weekend, Creston won its own championship at the Panther Invitational with 261.5 points. Dallas Center Grimes, the runner-up, Bedford Lennox placing third in that meet. Also Saturday at the Gary Christensen Invitational at Winterset, it was Waukee winning the title with 208 points. I-35 with 163.5, the runner-up, Ogden, ADM, the 3-4 with Clarinda Underwood and Thomas Jefferson rounding out the top seven in that meet on Saturday. Also at the Tri-Center Trojan Invitational in Neola Saturday, Missouri Valley won the team title with 222 points. They won five individual championships. Harlan with 206 was the runner-up. West Monona, Trainer, and East Mills round out the top five teams in that tournament Saturday. Also at the Jack Mendenhall Invitational at Ames, it was West Des Moines Valley winning the team title. Glenwood placing eighth overall, as they had 126 points and eight individual place winners. One champ, two runners-up, and a third-place finish among those for Glenwood. Also at the Crusader Invitational in Coon Rapids on Saturday, Audubon, Exira EHK, and Coon Rapids Bayard all were in the hunt. Audubon placing seventh, Exira EHK eighth, and Coon Rapids Bayard was ninth in that meet. For the Wheelers, they had six of their wrestlers finish within the top five, picking up 76 points. Also, Exira EHK had a strong finish in that meet, and Coon Rapids Bayard, of course, also had a strong finish in the top 10. In high school girls basketball on Saturday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston defeating Red Oak 45-37, Harlan over ADM 75-54, East Sac County beat Kemper Catholic 31-26. In the Rolling Valley Conference Saturday, Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 77-41. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 56-31. West Monona beat Missouri Valley in overtime 41-36. Also from the Corner Conference, East Mills over Riverside 42-29. And in the Pride of Iowa, it was Nottoway Valley beating Clark 63-46. In boys Saturday basketball from the Hawkeye 10, Red Oak over Creston 49-38. It was Harlan beating ADM 73-47. Kemper Catholic over East Sac County 86-55. Glenwood beat Carlisle 74-61. From the Corner Conference, Riverside a winner over East Mills 46-34. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning beating Otobolt Arthur BCIG 73-41. And from the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley beat Clark 76-57 Saturday. 15th-ranked SMU remains one of two undefeated teams left in Division I men's basketball after an impressive effort against Central Florida. Ben Moore had a career-high 23 points, and Nick Moore added 20 as the Mustangs thumped UCF 88-73. Bryn Forbes hit six of Michigan State's 10 three-pointers and scored all 20 of his points by halftime as the 5th-ranked Michigan State Spartans beat Penn State 92-65. Number 11 Villanova won a battle of rated teams as they beat Butler 60-55. Clemson surprised 16th-ranked Louisville by 66-62 final. And also it was Illinois over number 20 Purdue 84-70 in Big Ten play. Well, the 25-game home court winning streak for the Iowa Hawkeye women has come to an end in a lopsided fashion over the weekend as 8th-ranked Maryland jumped out to an early lead and was never threatened in a 76-56 victory. Iowa struggled on offense the entire way as the Hawkeyes made only 2 of 11 from three-point range and made only 12 of 21 at the free throw line. They also committed 16 turnovers.
You know, we just didn't take care of the ball enough, especially in the first half. 16 turnovers, you know, they have 18 points off turnovers. We only have 8 assists. That's not Iowa basketball. The numbers need to be reversed in order for it to be Iowa basketball.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Shatori Walker Kimbrough led Maryland with 19 points. Allie Disterhoff and Megan Gustafson each had 14 for the Hawkeyes, who fall to 2-2 in the Big Ten, 12-4 overall with that Sunday loss. Well, the road team 4-0 so far in the NFL playoffs, which means each wild card team has advanced to the divisional playoffs. The Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks each shook off slow starts to win on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers threw for a pair of first-half touchdowns, and the Packers also ran for two scores in a 35-18 win at Washington. Green Bay's first venture into the end zone was when Rodgers was sacked for a safety early in the first quarter, helping the Skins take an eventual 11-0 lead. But he threw scoring passes to Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams while the Packers were scoring the last 17 points of the first half to take a 17-11 lead. Green Bay didn't allow another point after quarterback Kirk Cousins ran for a three-yard touchdown on the first possession of the second half. James Starks put the Packers back on top to stay with a four-yard run on the next possession. Eddie Lacy's two-yard run was followed by a two-point conversion that gave Green Bay a two-touchdown lead with 12:23 remaining. Well, the Seahawks went the first three quarters of their NFC wildcard game without scoring a single point, but they managed to advance to the divisional playoffs against the Panthers in Carolina. The Seahawks were able to celebrate a 10-9 win at frigid Minnesota only after Blair Walsh missed a chip shot, a 27-yard field goal try with 26 seconds left. Walsh had converted kicks of 22, 43, and 47 yards to help the Vikings take a 9-0 lead into the fourth quarter before his potential game-winning kick sailed very wide of the left goalpost. The bad kick wasn't the only major fourth-quarter mistake by the Vikings. Adrian Peterson's fumble set up Stephen Hauschka's 46-yard field goal to put the Seahawks ahead with 8:04 remaining. The fumble occurred one drive after Russell Wilson hit Doug Baldwin for the game's only touchdown. Wilson had trouble throwing the ball with the game-time temperature at minus 6 degrees and a 24-below-zero wind chill factor as he completed 13 of 26 passes for 142 yards. And an interception. His best play came on a scramble as he gathered a fumbled snap and rolled away from the Vikings defense before hitting Tyler Lockett for a 35-yard completion to help set up Baldwin's touchdown. The Vikings finished their season at 11-6. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs turned their attention to the Patriots on Sunday, where they may be without star wide receiver Jeremy Maclin for their divisional round game. Kansas City snapped an 8-game postseason losing streak with its 30-0 victory over the Texans on Saturday. But advancing to the Chiefs' first AFC Championship game in 1993 could be tough if Maclin, by far their top pass catcher, is unable to play Saturday in New England. The Chiefs initially feared that Maclin had hurt his right ACL, but an MRI revealed the ligament is intact and that he sustained an ankle sprain. The severity was unknown. If Maclin is unable to go, rookie Chris Conley would take his place against the Patriots. Well, Patriots coach Bill Belichick says it's going to be more difficult than usual to prepare a game plan for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have won 11 games in a row, including a 30-0 victory over the Houston Texans in the first round of the playoffs Saturday. Belichick said on Sunday it'll be harder to find examples of things that work against them. New England has lost four of its last six games. Belichick says he'll look back at the team's last meeting when the Chiefs won 41-14 in week four of last season, but he already knows he's going to have to do a lot better job this time. The Patriots and the Chiefs will play Saturday in Foxborough in a game that we'll have for you here on the radio. Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson has completed his interview with the Philadelphia Eagles for their coaching vacancy. Peterson is the fifth candidate to interview for the job since Chip Kelly was fired December 29th. He started 9 games of quarterback for the Eagles in 1999 and began his NFL coaching career as an assistant under Andy Reid in Philadelphia in 2009. Peterson followed Reid to Kansas City in 2013. Peterson met with the team in Kansas City Sunday morning. The Chiefs beat Houston to advance to the second round. Eagles running backs coach Deuce Staley and offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo also interviewed, along with former Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase, who eventually took the job in Miami. Veteran NFL executive Ernie Accorsi has been hired by the Lions as a special advisor to team president Rod Wood. He assisted the Lions in their search for general manager Bob Quinn, who agreed to a deal with the franchise Friday night. Buffalo signed general manager Doug Whaley to a contract extension. He just completed his third season as the GM and was entering the final year of his contract. Tom Coughlin may not be done coaching in the NFL. According to two people familiar with the team's plans, the Eagles will interview Coughlin for their coaching vacancy today. Coughlin is a two-time Super Bowl champ who stepped down last week after 12 seasons with the New York Giants. Buffalo Bills coach Rex Ryan has hired his twin brother to become a member of his staff. Rob Ryan will serve as assistant head coach with a specific responsibility for defense. Rob Ryan was fired as the New Orleans Saints defensive coordinator in mid-November, with the team ranking last in the NFL in yards and points allowed. And in golf, Jordan Spieth joined Ernie Els as the only players in PGA Tour history to finish a 72-hole event at 30 under par or lower. Spieth cruised to an 8-shot victory over Patrick Reed at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, finishing at 30 under par. It comes 13 years after Els won at Kapalua with a record 31 under. Spieth closed with a 6 under 67, including 5 birdies and no bogeys over the final 10 holes. Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players to record at least 7 wins on the PGA Tour before their 23rd birthday since the complete records began in 1970. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.